In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
To Jesus, speak to him tonight, cry out for a visitation. Cry out for a visitation. Let's lift our voices and ask the Lord for a visitation. So that everyone that asketh receives, to him that seeks he will find, to everyone who knocks the door will be opened. Lord, we believe in you. We believe in you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just pray one more prayer and say, I challenge every spirit of unbelief. Every spirit of unbelief in this environment, challenge it in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. All things are possible. All things are possible. We challenge every spirit of unbelief. We challenge every spirit of unbelief.
Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. Lift your hands and worship Him. Holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. One more time, you're holy. You are holy. Shabakabarada balada balada. Shibrando kapara subrati kabalada ba.
Lord Jesus, we thank you because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Lord, we thank you because you will visit your people mightily tonight. Mightily. Let the sick be healed, O God. Let captives be set free. Let your people encounter your presence. May they encounter your power. Do this, O God, and take all the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God bless you. You're welcome to our miracle service for the month of May. Please be seated for a while. Hallelujah. I sincerely want to appreciate everyone. People have made sacrifices from different places, different locations. And we honor you. We thank you. Let's honor our very own Pastor Jake. Good to see him. He came in with his wife and his son. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have a lot to do tonight. We'll just take 5 minutes to honor our children. Today is Children's Day. And hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to take just 5 minutes to honor them. Let them know how much we love them. And any generation that neglects their children neglects their future. Hallelujah. Every thief today was once a small child who was not trained properly. Are we together? Every president was once a small child. So we are going to give honor to them. And I decided to do it myself because we're not just cutting cakes, we're prophesying. What they need beyond happy hour vigil is strong prophecy. The wickedness in this world needs prophecy to write their destinies to a place of breakthrough. Are we together? Your child leaves in the morning and goes to school to meet all sorts of systems. And so we need to speak to them. Please, every child in this place, you're holding babies. Every child in this place, if you are not an adult, you are a child. Make your way to the front. Praise the Lord. Everyone, let's honor them. All our children, we love them. God bless you. Make your way to the front. We want to honor you. Please celebrate them, Koinonia. No matter how far, make your way to the front. This cake is for you. We love you. Mothers, come with your children. This is the next generation of Koinonia. Honor them. Celebrate them. Is this the best we can give our children? Please clear the way for them. God bless you. God bless you. You're a child and you're seated. Make your way to the front. It's honorable to be a child. Don't let anyone fool you. Make your way to the front.
Many of us didn't have this opportunity. We were forced to become adults, unprepared. Enjoy this moment while it lasts. Make your way to the front. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please make sure someone is coordinating them. Just don't let them do things their way. They may rumple the cake. Praise God. Let's honor our children and the mothers that produced them and the fathers that made it happen too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To just honor them, I think Ejimi will say something about the children and then I'll pray for them. Ejimi, please come. Hallelujah. He was looking at me when I said the mothers that gave birth to them, and then he looked at me and I said the fathers that also contributed. So, hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says children are the heritage of the Lord and the fruit of the womb is His reward. We are celebrating God for rewarding Koinonia with all these beautiful, beautiful children. Let's celebrate the reward of God in this house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Stretch your hands, everyone. Let's speak over their lives. Please prophesy. In the name of Jesus, we are speaking over our children. We love them. We are not irresponsible parents. We are not irresponsible adults. They represent the correction of the things that we could not do. They are the generation that will rise according to pattern. Please make sure you are praying. Shiba katala baladaba. Prophesy blessings upon them. The resources to take care of these children. The grace, the understanding to take care of these children. Their parents will raise them not according to culture, not according to wrong mentalities, not according to the African tradition, but according to the culture of the kingdom. Are you prophesying to these children? Whether or not your child is here, connect by faith and speak. We are decreeing and declaring the name of Jesus that none of these ones will be lost. No occultism in the name of Jesus Christ. They are excelling in every area, academically, spiritually, financially. No divorce between their parents in the name of Jesus Christ. No death. We forbid the earth from receiving their bodies. Hallelujah. Father, we speak over our children. We love them in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you because you have given us an opportunity to correct mistakes that we made during our time. And Lord, we begin to effect these corrections in the lives of these children. In the name of Jesus, every poor parenting we received growing up, that correction begins to happen in their lives. In the name of Jesus, we bless our children with long life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless our children with discipline. We bless our children with vision. They will love Jesus from a very young age. They will excel in every endeavor of their lives. We pray for their parents, no divorce, no poverty, no death, no widowhood. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray that you preserve them. Every wicked and unreasonable company is far from them. In the name of Jesus Christ, the activities of cultism is far from them. In the name of Jesus, they will excel. They have the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, for those of them who are babies, when they get to the age of discretion, they will accept Jesus Christ willingly. In the name of Jesus Christ, and that for the rest of their lives. We bless them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So someone please make contact. And then we're going to spell, what do we spell, sir? Jesus. Let's just go with what works. Let's spell Jesus. Hallelujah. We can spell any other thing. Someone coordinate them. No, this is wrong. Please, someone, Sunday school teacher, no, CEM, there's nobody who... Who is the older one among the children? Coordinate them. No fighting, no crying. Look, everybody is going to taste of this. You won't see it and... Okay. Let's spell Jesus very quickly. If not, these children will rumple this cake. One to go. J-E-S-U-S. Congratulations. Let's celebrate our children. Hallelujah. At the end of the service, there is a package for you from the welfare department. So all the children, as soon as we share the grace, just make your way to the front. Everyone clear the way for them. Today is their day. And then the welfare department will give them a little package. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I sincerely want to honor all those who have come to be part of tonight's miracle service. We have a lot of people, as we always do, but I think this miracle service is very dear to me because it's more like a homecoming of so many people. We see a lot of Koinonia people, those who have gone representing Christ in their ministries, their businesses, and we honor God. Pastor Jakes, as I said, is here with his wife. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. I saw Pastor Godwin Abdullahi too with his wife doing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we honor every other person. Please don't be offended. I see Ruben also. He was one time a music director. Eddie is there. He's doing a great job in his ministry in Jos. He sent me a text this morning and he said he'll be on his way to partake. We're proud of these people and what they are doing for the kingdom. We're one big family, and I trust that one day when God gives us grace, we'll do a very big homecoming where everybody who is alive will come together and we'll celebrate what God has done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pray a prayer, just one prayer, and say, Lord, I insist that something must change in my life tonight. Please lift your voice and pray. We have not come to waste our time in any of the overflows. Make sure you are praying. Our online community, follow us strongly as we pray. Hallelujah. Make sure you are praying. I place a demand on your grace, O God. Place a demand on your grace. I've heard others testify. It's my turn to testify. Please make sure you are praying. This is part of the service. Jesus, we bless you. Shabra kato soprati galabaradaba. Are you praying? We're provoking the heavens to respond to us today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Psalm 30 verse 5, just two scriptures, and then I'll give us a charge and we'll trust God to really, really pray. Hallelujah. One of the things that God is going to be doing tonight, aside from the miracles, the healings, is I really believe with all my heart, and the Lord began to speak this to me 2 weeks ago, that there will be strong impartations. Hallelujah. An impartation is a transference of grace. Your possibilities in the kingdom are defined by the kind and the order of grace that is at work in you. It's not defined just by desire. Hallelujah. Desire alone cannot be sufficient for results. And so your possibilities are defined by the kinds of graces that you carry. And so I want us to please pay attention, even as I teach. Hallelujah. Please, someone pray. Thank you. Psalm 30 verse 5. It says, for his anger endureth but for a moment. It says, in his favor is life. Let's read the other part together. I want to read. Weeping may endure for a night. It says, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. It says, weeping may endure. In other words, it is not unusual when we are challenged by situations that rattle our convictions. We live in a world where you don't have to look for trouble for it to come. Hallelujah. The moment you are born, there are all kinds of vicissitudes that come with our lives.
from those that are self-inflicted as a result of ignorance, to those that are as a result of the wickedness that exists in our territory. Hallelujah. And so we must sustain a system in the spirit to be able to rise above these limitations. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that weeping there is symbolic of sorrow, is symbolic of pain, is symbolic of setbacks, is symbolic of frustrations. And the Bible says, though weeping may endure for a night. Hallelujah. It says, but joy, hallelujah, joy cometh in the morning. In other words, this is a very strong message, because the Lord is saying the same way there is night and day. Are we together? The same way there is night time and there is morning. Whenever you see that there are situations in your life that cause you to weep, he's saying there is a system in the kingdom that, when properly operated, is able to bring you to the other side of your pain. Joy. The same way you see night is dark right now, and we anticipate the morning in a few hours. Is that true? So I can be in a situation that is hopeless and know that in Christ, all I see is not all there is. The same way there is day and night, there is another side to my pain. Say amen. Amen. This is a message of hope. This is a prophetic message. Are we together? The Lord kept laying this in my heart very strongly. Are we together now? That though weeping endures for a night. Let me tell you something. If you have never been through a challenging situation, you may not understand the relevance of this message. Are we together? Look at the lady who was sharing her testimony, you know, with nephritis, the whole kidneys, you know, on their way to being completely damaged. Now, for this kind of person, she's not thinking marriage, she's not thinking children, she's thinking life. Are we together now? Yeah. There are many people like that, seated, scattered all around, trusting God with all kinds of medical death sentences, hoping that God will be able to step in tonight. But I have good news for you. The Bible says, though weeping endures for a night, then it says joy comes when? In the morning. Isaiah 61. Please, can you play something? Is that all right? Okay. Isaiah 61. I want you to pay attention to what I'm about to read, because this is very, very instructive. We're reading from verse 1 to 3. Are we ready? It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He said, he hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Listen, please. To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Then it says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn in Zion. Let's read verse 3, the first sentence. 1, 2, read. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Stop. It says, though weeping endures for a night, there is a system that whenever morning shows up, with that morning there is joy. But he never told you how that morning comes. But now the prophet is giving us a revelation that there are human vessels anointed to call your night morning. It says to appoint. The word appoint means to decree it so. Since we have established that joy will always come with the morning,
It means there's got to be a system that can call a man's night to become morning, so that with that morning, his joy comes. And he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and has authorized me to call, to appoint unto them that morning Zion. He says, to give them. He says it as though you are a possessor of it. To give them beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. Then he says, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Are we together? He says that they may be called oaks or trees of righteousness, that he might be glorified. And then he says, my people shall never be ashamed. My people, when it comes to turning their darkness to light, they shall never be ashamed. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And part of the many things that he comes to do is to grant capacity to appoint unto men. Benga was sharing at the welcome note, and he said in 2 Chronicles 20:20, he says, believe in the Lord your God. He says, so shall you be established. He says, believe in his prophets, and so shall he prosper. It's not human worship. It's a system in the kingdom. Are we together now? There is a system in the kingdom that brings men into their glorious destinies. We've explored the mysteries of the kingdom again and again. We just finished a series on the secrets of the kingdom. And please, especially for those who are just coming, I encourage you to get those series and listen to them with all your heart. Because the operation of the kingdom is systemic. And when you understand the systems of the kingdom, then your victory is guaranteed. It's not if it will happen, it's when it will happen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And part of the things I believe God is going to be doing tonight is to appoint unto men seasons. Let me tell you something with prophecy. You see, the realm of the spirit does not have time. Listen, please. The realm of the spirit does not operate with time. Are we together? Events only unfold according to the will of God, not just according to the passage of time. So the regulator of the activities in the realm of the spirit is the will of God, not your clock. But when it comes to the earth realm, our activities are governed by time. Whether or not you want, time is passing. Are we together? Now, let me tell you something about prophecy. Prophecy has the ability, listen please, it has the ability to tap into the realm of the spirit and find out what would have been your prophetic destiny that has been altered in time. Are we together? And by that grace of prophecy, you can take it, because there is no past and future in the spirit. And so the devil may have messed up your 5 years, but the prophetic is able to pick that 5 years and make it your tomorrow. Because there is no time. Listen. Prophecy does not just reveal, it creates. It makes possible what would never have been possible. So the prophet looks at a woman and says, by this time, tomorrow. He was not revealing what would have happened anyway. The prophetic word created it. Hallelujah. This is the thing about God that truly makes me convinced that all things are possible. All things are possible because whatever leaves you in the physical did not live in the spirit. And there is still a system that can bring it to become your current day experience. So a woman who should have given birth to 5 children, and for whatever reason has been delayed, prophecy is able to shift that miracle and make her have 3 plets and twins. Are we together now? Yes. Do you believe what I'm saying? Listen, if you don't believe this, then we are wasting our time, because we are talking about the God of all possibilities. I will die believing him. He is faithful. Hallelujah. Let's look at just one more scripture. John chapter 10 verse 10. Jesus was teaching and he said this. He says, the thief cometh not, King James, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill to destroy. Are we together? But then it says, I am come. I am come. It's a manifesto. Like you say, vote me. I want to do something for you. And then it says, look, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. It says, but I am come, that ye may have life, and to have that life more abundantly. Other versions say to the fullest. The Bible identifies Satan as a thief. Are we together? And what is the character of a thief? Let me tell you. A thief studies an environment and takes advantage of the vulnerability of the people. Second Corinthians chapter 2. I believe, give us 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Holy Spirit, help me. Verse 11. There's a scripture that just came to my mind as I was talking. 2. Thank you. Lest Satan should do what? Take advantage. Are you seeing that? Lest Satan should do what? Take advantage of us. It says, for we are not ignorant of his methodology. There is a system with which Satan destroys people. The first system is to study your vulnerability. So he waited until Jesus was hungry, and he came through that angle of hunger. Are we together? One of the many blessings of growing in the word is that you close every access point for Satan to be able to take advantage in your life. The area of the kingdom you are not furnished and established in will become the access point of darkness in your life. Are we together? He said, lest Satan should take advantage of us. We are Christians, but because of our inaccurate understanding of the systems of God, Satan can leverage on our ignorance. Satan can leverage on certain spiritual possibilities and buffet our lives. Write it down. I've taught it again and again, but I want to repeat it very quickly. There are only 3 ways Satan has access to people, especially believers. Only 3 ways. Number 1, covenants. Covenants. This is the system of transgenerational allegiance, whether towards God or towards Satan. A covenant creates a platform for access, regardless of the individual openness of the people. A territory can have a covenant with God to find expression at all times. When David was dedicating the temple, he stood up and said, "Oh Lord, whoever faces this temple in Jerusalem and prays unto you, we pray, is a covenant that you hearken to them." So when Daniel was about to be destroyed, when they signed a law, the Bible says he opened his window towards Jerusalem, remembering the covenant. Are we together? And the Bible says he prayed. Covenants. They are fraternities that we come into, whether with God or with demon spirits, that authorize certain levels of activities in lives, in families, and in territories. Please pay attention. I'm building a conviction in us so that we pray. A covenant is so powerful because in a covenant, your individual refusal or acceptance does not necessarily change things ordinarily. Are we together? I give you an instance. They did not consult with you to change fuel price because there is a covenant. By birth, you are a Nigerian. Are we together? So whatever happens to this country, as an individual, you can exempt yourself. But as a territory, we are under a common challenge. Are we together? When Jesus saw somebody who was born blind, his disciples asked a question. He said, "Who sinned that this man was born blind?" He said, "Him or his father?" In other words, there was something in the teaching of Jesus to them that had taught them that there can be things that transcend a generation. Are we together? And transcend a territory. Now, there are several people in a bid to bring balance to the exaggerated activities of demon spirits. We have deceived people into believing that covenants do not have anything. And so we have people jumping and say, "No way." But there are 11 people in a family. None of them is giving birth. Yet, they do not want to admit that there is something wrong. Covenants are powerful. Covenants are respected in the realm of the spirit. There is a law that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So the word had to become a lamb and go through that condition for mankind to be saved. There are families born again, but they do not understand the systems of God. Your personal salvation does not affect your territory. It takes an operation of the kingdom for that reality to be established. It is not negating what Christ has done. The confusion here usually has come from an accurate or an inaccurate understanding of the prophetic speakings of God and the experiential manifestation. Follow me, please. When God speaks, He speaks from the realm of His possibilities. And He's prophetic in His communications. He called things that be not as though they are. Are we together? But when it comes to the experiential manifestation of the same, there is a partnership from this earth realm to make it real. In the eyes of God, no one should go to hell. Is that true? Because the price has been paid. Are there still people dying and going to hell today? Yes. Does that mean the work of salvation is a failure? No. The people have not opened up their will. There are many of us today, by the grace of God, who will be healed. But scripture was not just written this night. It's been written before our forefathers were born. However, tonight, there is a principle we are going to engage in that will make it become real. Are we together now? Yeah. Listen, sickness should give us an understanding that covenants are real. If you are a Christian and you are tongue-talking and you can still fall sick, that means you are a Christian and you can still be buffeted by demons. There is a spiritual logic to this. It is not insulting your salvation. It is to help you understand that there is an understanding that will give you freedom. Please, I want you to pay attention to this. Many individuals, especially those who love God, are victims of fraternities. The goal of covenants is to create transgenerational allegiance, whether to God or to the devil. The missionaries came and brought the gospel of salvation, but they did not bring the gospel of the kingdom. So malaria killed them. You call it malaria. We know what killed them. Are we together? Because there are systems in the kingdom. So you can be born again. Your eternal salvation can be secured. But then, because we do not understand the operations of the word, we can just pretend and say everything is all right. Faith is not foolishness. The end of faith is a manifestation. If you are trying, and nothing is happening, I think it's very humble to open up yourself and say, look, I see patterns. The clearest proof of an existence of covenants is patterns. Similarity of happenings regardless of the individuals. They rob your brother in Akwa Ibom. Your sister is minding herself in Benue. They rob her too. Two of them were not discussing it. Because you see, covenants give access to certain operations of spiritual beings. Whether God or Satan. I can enter a covenant of righteousness with my family that can grant God access. Even someone who is an unbeliever can come under the corporate covering of that covenant. That's what brought people out of Egypt. So long as there was blood, whether the individuals believed or not, for as long as their door, a representative of the people, had blood, the angel of death passed. Covenants. I have seen this. I saw it in my own life. I saw it in my own family. I've seen this in the life of pastors. I've seen this in the life of sincere people. Number two, ignorance. The second access point is that lest Satan should take an advantage of us on the strength of our ignorance in this area. Ignorance. Ignorance. Incomplete understanding of the principles of the word, or no understanding completely. Both of them in the spirit is called ignorance. Whether you know the principle or you know part of it is still ignorance. Because you are only having, the Bible says you will arise and you will shine, Isaiah 60 verse 1. Not because you are tired of sitting, but it says your light is come. It's always been there. But the day it comes to you, it has the power to cause you to arise and shine. Ignorance. That's why we spend 3 weeks expounding on the mysteries of the kingdom to help us understand the systems of God. Listen, the journey of a believer starts with Christ. It does not start with principles. It starts with an encounter of the person Christ. When you begin to study principles outside of the encounter of Christ, you will get into Scientology and witchcraft and mysticism and spiritism. You must encounter the object of your encounter is the person Jesus. Are we together? From that standpoint of encounter, he reveals himself to you. He brings you to a point of intimacy. And your reward for intimacy is power. And that power is divided into two. One, power that comes from the understanding of the systems of God. And another dimension of power that comes as a reward for intimacy. So there are two dimensions of the operations of God's power. Number one is the dimension of his power that is programmed into his laws. By believing those laws, the power is released. Whether you are praying or not. Seed time and harvest is an example of such laws. You engage it and the power of God is released. Are we together? Yeah. But there are certain dimensions of power that will only be released on the strength of intimacy. So it is from that standpoint of encounter, you begin to explore the systems of God. The systems of God defines his way of operation. And the moment you comprehend that, then you will truly access power. Ignorance. You can be born again and be ignorant. Number three, disobedience. The last access point of Satan is disobedient. Willful refusal to comply with God's principles. Willful refusal. That's disobedience. You're not doing it out of ignorance. The Bible says, having the readiness to judge all disobedience when your obedience is complete. Not when you start, when it's complete. Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1 and 2 says, and it shall come to pass, right, that if thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, to do and observe all that I command you this day, it says that you shall be exalted above all nations, and this blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. Then he begins to list them. It shall come to pass, if thou wilt diligently. Joshua, chapter 1 verse 8. Right, the Lord was speaking to Joshua, and then he says, this book of the law shall not depart from out of your mouth. He says, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all, not some, observe to do. Right, then he says, then shalt thou make thy ways prosperous, and you shall have good success. It's very important. Obedience. Obedience. Obedience is not just hearing what God has said. Obedience is doing what God has said. In John chapter 2, when the servants came to Mary, she said, whatsoever he tells you to do, he said, do it. Hallelujah. Paul the apostle was encouraging the early church, and he said, now that ye know these things. In fact, it wasn't just Paul, I think it was Jesus himself. He says, now that ye know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Now that you know, happy are ye if you do them. These, brothers and sisters, as mysterious as Satan looks, this is the only way he can find expression. His possibilities are finite. They are not infinite. Number one is covenants. The strongest access point to Satan, or of Satan into people's lives. And then number two, we have ignorance, and number three, disobedience. And that's why we are gathered here tonight, that God will grant us grace to take advantage of the provisions that have come in Christ and end this buffeting of darkness over our lives and destinies. And I pray that it will be someone's testimony tonight. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for you from the depth of my heart that as God begins to touch people, He will touch you and end this captivity in your life once and for all. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Listen, I want you tonight to believe God. Do not come to God carelessly. Listen, the Bible describes the kind of attitude we must have when we come to God. Hebrews 11 verse 6, it says, for without faith it is impossible to please Him. He said, for he that cometh unto God must come believing, must believe that He is. That means He exists, and then that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So every time you approach God, you don't come to try. Let me find out whether God can touch this cancer. Let me find out whether God can end my captivity. No. You come to Him believing. Say, I'm a believer. So tonight I want you to approach the mighty God, knowing that He's able to do all things. Believe me. You have your requests. You have your needs. Take your eyes away from that infirmity and believe in God. It does not, look, it can be within the twinkling of an eye and God will change your story. It doesn't take Him time. God is not a carpenter. He doesn't build by nailing things. He builds by speaking. Are we together now? He called darkness light and it became light. I really believe God. And I came here tonight trusting that God will touch us. It's going to be a very quick walk. That's why I'm taking out the time to speak to us. Very quickly, let me just take the altar call now. Look up, please. Let that be the first miracle tonight. Let's take the altar call. So that as we begin to move and just flow, we'll just move in one single sweep. There's a lot to do tonight. And we want to save time so that we can finish on time. I told you that there are three access points of Satan. One, covenant. Two, ignorance. Three, disobedience. Are we together? John chapter 3 from verse 16 says, for God so loved the world, He said that He gave His one and only begotten Son, who is no longer His one and only, but the first begotten of we, because He has called many of us into glory. Are we together? Then it says that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. The thing I love about the faith life is that you are never forced to do anything. Your response in the kingdom is always a product of revelation and your willingness. If you are willing and obedient, then you will eat the good of the land. There are people seated here right from praise and worship. There are so many listening to me, the first overflow and all the overflows around. There are so many connecting, on our social media platforms. And you're hearing my voice right now and the Holy Spirit is telling you, the man of God is talking to you. The first miracle that can happen to you tonight is the miracle of ending the mismanagement of your life by trying to run it your own way. Are we together? That you hand over your life. When you come to Jesus, you don't just come and accept Him in your heart. You take your heart and say, Lord, I give you everything. Not, I give you my spiritual life. I hand over my entire life to you. Everything I've been through, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything. That's true repentance. That as you come here, you are not just coming because you are feeling guilty. You are coming here sincerely saying, I'm tired of mismanaging my life. There's got to be more than this. There's got to be more than living my life the way I want. I must come under authority. And I know there are so many people inside and outside hearing my voice. Some of you have never made this decision to make Jesus Lord of your life. You've made a decision to go to church. You've made a decision to join a religion called Christianity. But you have not made a true decision to surrender everything. And there are people, there's another category I'll call all by at once so that we'll save time. There are those who, at one point, you truly made a genuine decision. But the cares of this life, the challenges in your life just overwhelmed you. And right now, you know that as it is right now, you cannot say things are alright between you and God. You've backslidden, you've turned away. But the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name, it says, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then it says, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and then will heal their land. Forgiveness will always follow healing. Are we together? I'm going to make an altar call right now. Any of the overflows outside, inside here, very fast, I'll count 1 to 10. Listen, there are people the Holy Ghost is speaking to, and you know that you need to make your ways right with Jesus. You're saying, Lord, things are happening in my family. I do not even know the name of what is going in my family. The first key is to surrender your all. To sacrifice everything before His throne. And say, Lord, I'm not just coming to receive healing. I'm coming to start a new life. It's called Zoe, God's very life. Not another kind. The very life of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Before I make the altar call, I want us to all close our eyes and pray in 1 minute, intercede for those who are about to come and say, Lord, no power will stop them from coming. No power will stop them from coming. We believe in the salvation of souls. This is not a cinema where we are watching football. This is a place where God is changing lives and destinies. Pray. As you are praying, for many of you, the Lord is going to be speaking to you right now. There are so many outside in all the overflows. It's like you've been waiting for a man to call you and say, return home. He's calling you. He's calling you. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to count 1 to 10. Wherever you are, please, I'd like us to begin to celebrate them. Outside, inside, don't wait for others. You are returning to Christ and you are making this decision for the first time. Leave your seat and make your way quickly. One, we'll count 1 to 10. Don't wait for anybody. God bless you. They are coming. Two, please clear the way for them outside. Don't let no friends stop you. Jesus is calling you. No. You are doing a very noble thing. Don't let any friend, please encourage them outside. If you came with anyone, don't stop them from coming out. God will punish you if you stop anybody from coming out because he's your friend. It's an entirely, it's a personal affair. God bless you. Keep coming. Koinonia, a sacrifice of your applause to motivate them and encourage them.
Jesus, Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Keep coming.
Jesus, Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Hallelujah. The Lord is still speaking to me that there are people You need to make your ways right with God. In fact, the Lord is showing me at least three ladies. You've not prayed like for the last 2 months because you are asking what I have done. Will the Lord really, really open up himself to me? And the Lord is saying you should make your way to the front. Clear the way for them, please. Clear the way. I don't care whether you are a pastor, you are a prophet. Make your way to the front. This is serious business. I believe there are still people outside in the overflows, the first, the second overflow and across the road. Please make your way to the front. We are going to wait for you. 1 more minute, we are going to wait for you. We are going to wait for you. Please don't play games with God tonight. This is your destiny. He wants to bless you. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11. He says, thoughts of peace, thoughts of good, and not of evil, to bring you a future and an expected end.
I believe in you. I believe in you.
Let's all sing this song one more time, and then we'll pray for them.
Jesus, Son of God, I believe in you.
Hallelujah. I sincerely want to appreciate us, young and old. We're all here to receive Jesus Christ. Look at me, please. If I give you a new phone, you don't accept it as though you are embarrassed. You accept it with gratitude. Salvation is greater than any other thing you will be receiving tonight. Are we together? And so I want you to be very proud of what you are doing. Whether you have been restored or you are giving your heart to Jesus for the first time, just make sure you are not reciting a poem. Make sure this is from the depth of your heart. Are we together? Lift your right hand high to the heavens and say this after me. I'm just guiding you, but the most important thing is the sincerity of your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he died for me. I believe that he rose again for my justification. Tonight, I make Jesus my Savior, my Lord. I hand over my life and my destiny to your care. And I ask that you be my Lord, my God, my King forever. From today, the hold of sin, the hold of the flesh over my life comes to an end. This is a new beginning in the name of Jesus. Keep your hands lifted as I pray for you. Father, you see these hands lifted. They have made genuine, sincere commitment. I pray that the Spirit of God that is our seal of redemption will be a witness to this spiritual transaction. And I pray in the name of Jesus that from tonight let there be a new beginning. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a new beginning for every one of us. No going back to the world, no going back to the flesh by the power that raised Christ from the dead. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. A big congratulations to all of you. This is the best decision you would have made in your entire life. Hallelujah. Now, I'd like you to follow. Okay, this way, we're going to follow the ushers as they lead you. There'll be a group of people to have your names, your details, and we'll follow you up. They'll be very brief so that you come back and join us. Please be very fast with them because we're about to get up to the ministrations right away. God bless you. Thank you for this great decision. Let's honor them. Koinonia, bless them. Bless them. Let's honor them as they go. Please rise up on your feet. We are going to pray for a few minutes. Hallelujah. We're about to pray for a few minutes, and I want our hearts to be open. Let's participate in the prayer. Hallelujah. Listen. When we pray, hear me, when we pray, we authorize heaven to step into our lives. Are we together? This is a miracle service, and I want us to pray. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, please media help us. We're about to pray. We're about to pray. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. It says, call unto me and I will answer. Call unto me and I will answer. It says, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call unto me. You see, prayer is a sign of humility because it's an indication that there is so much I do not know and there is so much I cannot do. Are we together? Prayer is a sign of humility. When you call on God to step into your life, it is because you acknowledge that He is able. Lift your voice in 1 minute and say, Lord, I know you are able. Lift your voice. Come on, pray, pray, pray. We are praying, please. Open your mouth and pray. Shabarakota sopratike labarat. Ambra basata labaratu sopratika shibrati balaraba. Lord, I believe you are able. That's why I'm here tonight. I believe you are able to heal that cancer, to heal that HIV. Lord, I believe that you are able to give me a new story. Harapako soto pradegedebeledebo. I acknowledge you, I recognize you as the mighty God. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is the mighty God. You are the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Shout it, say in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I declare that every force tying down my life, tying down my destiny, tying down my progress, you come under arrest tonight. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Shabakata labakariyala. Mambrakata la krestata balalaba. Oh, come on, Koinonia, are you praying? Every force. Shabakata la bakaria la balaba. Mandeka praska barata kareko supa. Shekete preteke le baba. Rakata barato soto pregelebelebo. Embrakata la kate seketaba. Seke praska barata la badash. Oh, you come under arrest tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I set before you this day blessing and cursing, life and death. But he says, I advise you, choose life so that you and your family will live. I'd like you to say in the name of Jesus. I make a decision. Tonight, I make a choice. Tonight, that I must leave this place free. I'd like you to open your mouth and mention the challenges that brought you here and say, I am determined. I make a decision. 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 Are you praying? Shabarakatalaba. Mambrakatalakata. I make a decision. I make a decision. Please pray. Make sure you are praying. I make a decision. I must walk out of here healed tonight. I must walk out of here changed tonight.
Hallelujah.
Say after me in the name of Jesus. Shout it in the name of Jesus. Every covenant orchestrated by darkness to keep me limited in life, to keep my family limited in life, tonight I declare that this is my night of victory. Lift your voice and cry, cry, cry. Cry unto the God of your salvation. They must be broken. They must be broken. I contend by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and God had blessed him in all things. I'd like you to pray and say, every area that is not working. Say it, every area in my life that is not producing results. Tonight, you come under the influence of the anointing. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Your finances may not be working. Your spiritual life may be working. You are praying your way to a new dimension of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to the instruction the Lord is giving me. Please listen. Let's walk together, guys. Please, let's walk together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are going to shout 3 times. Listen. Hallelujah. Because what I see in the realm of the spirit is like I'm standing on top of this building and I'm seeing like a pot boiling but it's about to tilt. That's what I'm saying. And the Lord is telling me that at the third shout, we are going to shout once, shout two. By the third shout, listen, the first thing that will happen, by the time we take that third shout, there will be such an explosion of the power of God, a mighty deliverance anointing. And that's how we're going to start off tonight. Are we together? It's called Tehillah. It's a mystery. It's a mystery that crumbles walls. When they went round the walls of Jericho, they shouted. The instrumentalist, everybody together. Hallelujah. Just be stupid enough to obey this instruction. And watch the God of wonders do mighty things in your life. You are shouting pain away. You are shouting sickness away. You are shouting captivity away. Hallelujah. My goodness, I'm telling you, the power of God is so strong in this place. Mighty, 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 mighty. I'm going to count three. When I count three, listen, I want you to shout from the depth of your heart. Hallelujah. And then the second time we are going to shout. Listen, as surely as the God of heaven lives, by the third shout, in the name of the Lord God, whose I am and who has sent me, the wonders that will happen in your life by this third shout is a mystery, brothers and sisters, how God operates. Are you ready? One, two, three. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, all those under the anointing, just bring them out. But really, it's from the third time. Are you ready for number two? We're shouting powers out of men's destinies. We're shouting thrones, dominions that have tied down the lives of men. Are you ready? One, two, three. Hallelujah. Now be sensitive. Oh, I feel it on me. Here it comes. That grace. That unction. That grace. That unction. By the third shout, hear me. Angels will begin to move in dramatic ways. There will be an eruption of the power of God. Inside and outside. Are you ready? I make a decree in the realm of the spirit, and I pray according to the word of the Lord. As we make this shout, I command thrones, I command dominions, I command altars and everything tying the destinies of men to give way in the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you ready now? One, two, three. Bring them out. Shake up, Arada. Mighty things happening to men already. I tell you, it's like volcano. That's what I see in the spirit. Falling on people. Falling on people.
You reign. Hallelujah. You reign. You reign.
of the prophetic. The mantle of the prophetic. 21 people. That's what I see. 21 people. Right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, wherever they are, at the count of three, let that mantle fall on them. 21. 1, 2, 3. Take it. Take it. Take it. New wine. Take it. Prophetic mantle. Prophetic mantle. Prophetic mantle. I call it forth. I call it forth. I call it forth. Mantles. 21 people stepping into prophetic anointings by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I activate it. I activate it. I activate it. I stand on the anointing. I activate it. Hallelujah. Please help us technical, please. More sound on my mic, please. I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit. The Lord is opening my eyes. And I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit. So many people having their hands tied with chains. That's what I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit. Chains. This is a spirit of limitation. Lift your hands, everyone. I want to take authority over this spirit. Wherever you are, inside and outside, I'd like you to get ready. If you are in this category, something will happen to you. Let the sword of the spirit part those chains open. Are you ready? I command the chains. Be broken now. 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 There's a family God is liberating. A whole family. They are here. I'm seeing God touch them. Right now. Giving them miracles. Hallelujah. Lift your voice in 1 minute and say, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me. Send a word that will bring me hope. Send a word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm hearing the name Memuna. We have to rush. I'm hearing the name Memuna. Is there someone with that name here? Memuna. That's what I'm hearing. Shabakoto paratoe. Memuna. Outside. Who is that? Memuna, you are outside. Who is that? Come. Look at me. Where are you coming from? Huh?
I'm looking at you. Listen, look at me. You just came from somewhere here. Is there a mic? I'm looking at you and I'm seeing you enter transport and you are coming from Abuja to come here. Where did you come from?
From Abuja,
that's where you are coming. Because I look in the realm of the spirit and I'm seeing you in a car and you came and I'm seeing you praying and asking God to visit you and visit your family. Is that why you are here?
Yes.
Your family. You were saying if only you come here, God will visit your family. And God is saying he's bringing a breakthrough to Memuna and her family. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break that curse over your family by the power of the Holy Ghost. It lives forever. Lift your hands and give Jesus praise. Lift your hands and give Jesus praise. Lift your hands and give Jesus praise. Look at me. Please call the lady again. My dear, where is your mother?
Huh?
What's she doing?
She's a civil servant.
She's a civil servant. We have to pray because the devil wants to put sickness. She's complaining of pains in her body. She went to the hospital. She may not have told you. She went to the hospital last week. And they said she should be careful because she's having problems with her back.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's what the doctor said, that she's having problems with her back.
Yes.
This is witchcraft. It's not just pain like that. Your mother cannot even watch for 10 minutes. Her back will start paining her. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for Mama. Right now, wherever she is, let there be a supernatural miracle for her. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Madam, can I talk to you, please? Yes, that madam. That one with... yes, please. Make sure you are praying. God is touching people. We just want to be fast. I wish we had time. No. You don't have to kneel down. Please stand up. Where are you coming from, madam?
From Jigawa State.
Jigawa State.
Yes.
I'm looking at you and in the realm of the spirit, I'm seeing a woman who has gone through pain and she's crying. And I'm wondering, why are you going through all of this? Some of them, I may not be able to say it here, but you were invited here.
I'm with my sister.
That's what I'm saying. Where is she? I'm seeing two people. Where is the sister? Come. Come and stand. Hold on. I'm hearing the Lord speak to me and saying there are two other people.
Yes.
There are two other people again.
Yes.
That you came with, aside from you. Where are they?
Yeah.
Where are they? Two other people. Where are they? Please come and stand. I want to announce to you, all of you, that God will give you a testimony tonight that will surprise you. Please, I want you to believe. I want you to believe me. The things I see, I may not be able to tell you right now. Because one of you has a problem with your husband. I don't want to go into... Hold on. Should I talk? Do you want me to talk? Calm down. Let me talk to you. Look out. Let me talk. Madam, please look at me. Your husband needs deliverance. You believe what I'm saying? You love God. You are a sincere woman. But your husband needs deliverance. Huh? Where is he? I'm looking at you and I'm seeing a woman crying. A man coming to vomit. Huh? Like, I may vomit from drunkenness. And then this thing is telling on you. Huh? Are you a Christian? You love the Lord. I'm seeing you praying for this woman.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
That's why I asked you, how do I know? You are wearing something. I'm seeing you praying for her.
Yes,
in fact, even when you stood here, you are saying that God should locate this woman and bless her.
Yes,
I'm hearing your prayers. The Lord is ministering it to me. And he's saying you should bless her. And the Lord God of heaven is saying he's going to bless her and bless you too. Hold on. Let me talk to you. Will you believe what I tell you? Why am I seeing you in a wedding gown? Are you married?
Yes, sir.
I'm seeing you in a wedding gown. Listen to me very carefully. And I'm seeing two men standing. Hold on. I'm seeing one man and I'm seeing another man.
Yes,
and the man is saying he married before this one.
Yes.
He comes to you in a dream.
Yes,
is that true?
Yes, sir.
This man I'm talking about,
yes,
tell me the truth now. Don't be embarrassed.
Yes,
this has affected your marriage. Stand up. It's time to deliver you. Because I'm seeing you get married and I'm seeing two men. Your real husband and another one in the realm of the spirit. He comes to you in a dream. But the Lord is saying I should set you free. Elohim, you reign. You reign. You reign. God is showing me a lady. You left the hospital this morning. Your mother is in the hospital. It's part of the reasons why you came here. Please, who is that? Your mother, you left her in the hospital and you came here. Please, when you get that person, let me pray for her because God wants to do a miracle. I want to pray for you. The Bible says, what God has joined, let no man put asunder. God did not join you on any spirit entity. And he's going to deliver you. In the name of Jesus. Be free. Let her go. Now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Madam. Please look at me. Your husband needs deliverance. His whole money finishes on friends and beer. Is that true? Is that true?
It's true.
Because I'm seeing him not only drink but buying for his friends. And they finish the entire money. You are a very kind woman. But the truth is, he's not giving you even one naira. You don't even get money from him. But the Lord is going to be changing things. Now let me tell you how it will change. It will look as if it's getting worse. But you watch and see what God is going to be doing. You believe that? Yes, I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a miracle, a supernatural miracle. A supernatural miracle. A supernatural miracle. There is a woman from Katsina. There is a woman from Katsina. A woman from Katsina. That's what I'm seeing. A woman, you are outside. You didn't cover your hair. You are from Katsina. Where is that person? Is there someone like that, please? Where is that person? Why are you clapping? Where is the person? Please come. From Katsina. Look at me. Stand up. Stand up, madam. Stand up. Your time of breakthrough has come. Look at me. The Lord is saying, I should quote a scripture for you. When the Lord again shall turn your captivity, he says you'll be like them that dream. Madam, you have cried enough in this miracle service. The God of heaven is about to wipe your tears. Mary. Mary. Who is Mary? Mary. Mary. I know there are many Marys. Hold on, please. Hold on. Let me call the Mary. The Mary is in this row. Mary, you are seated here. No. At the back, you are wearing a dark cloth. Right here, you didn't cover your head. The Mary is in... No, like, I don't know if it's a dark cloth. Like, it has flower. It's a gown. It's a gown, straight down. Gown, not gown with skirt. Is there someone like that? Mary, this row. The angel of the Lord is there. Is it a gown or someone? I'm seeing something with flower. Is there someone like that? Please find out. Mary, I need to talk to that person. I need to talk to that person. You're the one? Okay. Well, come, I'll talk to you. Madam, where are you from?
I'm from Akwa Ibom.
You are from Akwa Ibom?
And I stayed in Katsina.
And are you married?
Yes.
Where is your husband?
In Katsina.
I have to pray for you. God wants to give you breakthrough. My goodness, lift your hands. I'm telling you, I just saw like a wind and the Lord said they are angels. Watch what happens in the congregation right now. Angels, 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 angels bringing impartation to people. I just saw like a wind in the spirit. Angels cutting away things. That's what I'm seeing. Angels cutting away things from people. They are removing things in people's bodies. That's what I see. Like a slimy substance leaving people. This is breakthrough, breakthrough. God is giving people breakthrough. Hallelujah. Ma, let me pray for you. What do you do, Ma? Hallelujah. Hold on. I'm looking at this woman. Don't be afraid. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm looking at you. Where is Kasham? I'm looking at you, Ma. And I'm seeing her name on your head. And I was wondering, and the Lord... No. Hold on. Come. I'm looking at this woman and I'm seeing the name of this lady, Kasham, on her head. And I thought your name is Kasham, but the Lord told me it's not Kasham. What she's practicing is what you are now. What are you doing?
I'm a nurse.
What are you doing?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse. That's what I'm seeing in the spirit. That's what God is telling me. Because I'm looking at you and I saw her name written on your head. And the Lord said I should call her and make... See, this is not diabolic. Hosea chapter 12. It says, I have spoken to you by the prophets. I have multiplied visions. He said, I have spoken to you in similitudes. This is not jamboree. We have a lot of things to do. God is locating people, and when he's doing it for one, he's doing it for many people. Time will not allow for everybody to be called, but I just want you to believe. Believe in what God is doing. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's the only reason why you are here. Ma, I want to pray for you. Because I'm seeing the Lord promoting you and lifting you. You believe that? If God grants grace, you will return and testify. Hold my hands, Ma. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the God of heaven promote you and lift you right now in the name of Jesus. Ma, I want to pray for you. Where are you from, please?
I'm from Anambra, but I'm from Jigawa.
I want to pray for you. What do you do?
I'm a nurse.
You are a nurse too.
Yes.
I want to pray for you. The devil wants to put sickness in your body. And this is not something I will even say. The devil wants to put it in your body, but will take authority over it right now. Please hold my hands, Ma. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will fortify her. I command that spirit to leave you right now. Out! The devil wants to put sickness. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ma, look at me. The pain is leaving and you are going free. You have cried. I'm seeing a woman who has cried, but God is stepping in. Hold my hands in the name of Jesus. Lord, the grace that makes things happen, may that grace bring this woman out of pain in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to pray for you. Come, stand here. I want to pray. There's bad luck in your family. Serious bad luck. Where's your father?
Kwara State.
I'm seeing a man in Kwara State just going around in circles, not even doing anything meaningful. We have to pray. It's one thing to move physically, but it's another thing for your life to move too. And I'm going to pray for you. You love Jesus? Please be very serious with the Lord. Hold my hands. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Emeka, I'm hearing the name of someone. Emeka, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let there be a miracle for you. Let there be a miracle for you. In the name of Jesus. Emeka, the Lord is ministering to me. I'm hearing the name of someone, Emeka. The Lord is giving you a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. Emeka, you are outside. I'm seeing two Emeka coming. I tell you, I see like a screen. One, you have beard. One, you are wearing white.
Elohim, you reign. Elohim, you reign.
Hallelujah. I'm seeing the spirit of death on you. I'm not a prophet of doom, but I'm seeing the spirit of death on you. The devil wants to destroy your life. We have to pray for you. Sir, look at me. What do you do? You are a student. I'm going to pray for you. You love Jesus, and the hand of God is upon your life. It's not just an ambition for business, but the anointing of God is in your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sir, I need to pray for you. I need to pray for you and destroy something that wants to kill you. So it's just a simple prayer. I'll pray for you. Don't be afraid. We're not prophesying doom. You get what I'm saying? In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that thing to leave you. In the name of Jesus Christ, that devil of darkness, it leaves you right now. Sir, hold my hands. I pray that the anointing of the Spirit will come upon your life right now. Step into a new level of grace by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's not by power, it's not by might. I bring an anointing to your life that takes you to a new dimension. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a lady who is going to shout under the anointing. Just carry her like that and bring her to me. There is a word. No, it's inside here. It's not outside. Right here. Carry her like that and bring her. It's a message. Just carry her like that and bring her. This is what I see in the realm of the spirit. As she's lying down like this, that's what I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit. And I'm hearing Ezekiel 2 verse 2. It says, and the spirit entered me and set me upon my feet. The Lord is bringing not just deliverance to you and your family, but the Lord is bringing, I'm hearing the word restoration. And the Lord is saying, I should prophesy to you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It comes upon you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Please bring this lady for me. Just carry her carefully if she can. Please lift your voice and pray and say, Lord, visit me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break every hold you have with her life. In the name of Jesus, I'm looking at a lady in the realm of the spirit, and I'm seeing a spirit wearing a crown, and the Lord is saying he's removing that crown. That's what I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit. This is a lady who loves God, but I see her connected to things that have to do with marine powers, and I'm seeing the lady with a crown, and the Lord is taking it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command freedom right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. I command freedom right now. Be free. Go! Let her go now by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Please lift your hands. I want to pray. Before we pray for the sick, there's something the Lord is showing me. Please, I'd like you to lift your hands. Just do what I'm asking you to do. Lift your hands. The power of God is going to come on certain people. I'm seeing deliverance in families. This is not just you. You are standing for your loved ones. I'm seeing mighty deliverances happening in families. And the Lord is saying, one more time, we should shout that name, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As we shout Jesus, I'd like you to shout all your heart. At the count of three. The moment you do that, I see deliverance coming to families. And what they could not do in many years will be done within 1 month. What they could not do in many years will be done within 1 month. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Right now. Deliverance. 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 Shakataba. Families. I command it. Inside and outside. Inside and outside. Deliverance. What could not be done in 10 years. In 10 years. It will be done in 1 month. What could not be done in 10 years will be done in 1 month. What could not be done in 10 years will be done in 1 month. Hallelujah. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Say it, in the name of Jesus. Every door stopping me from entering the next level, right now, I command that door broken. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Pray yourself to the next dimension. Doors are opening. Pray. Inside and outside. Doors are opening. Doors are opening. Doors are opening. Hallelujah. 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 Listen. Many of you may not understand what is happening in the realm of the spirit, but you see, the presence of God is where change happens in the life of men. Just like this, you will walk out and you will see things happen in your life. Just like this. There are chains that tie men. There are chains that hold down destinies. There are chains. Please bring this lady for me. Yes, this lady. Just this very lady, just bring her.
I hear the chains falling. Hey. I hear the chains, I hear the chains. I hear the chains, I hear the chains. I hear the chains, I hear the chains.
There is power
in the name of Jesus.
Deliverance is coming for you.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hey, to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Jimmy, the Lord is giving me a word. I saw an eagle flying, and the eagle came and entered you. And the Lord is saying, I should tell you, He's restoring to you the spirit of prophecy. That's what the Lord is saying, I should tell you. He's restoring to you. I saw an eagle fly and it entered you. And the Lord is saying, He's restoring the spirit of prophecy. 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 Hallelujah. I'm looking in the spirit and I'm seeing people carry load, and God is saying, I should bring down that load. Lift your hands. Lord, where are they carrying loads that do not belong to them? Right now, at the count of three, let that load come off you. Right now. 1, 2, 3. Right now. Right now. Right now. Anyone carrying any load, kapratakata, shakatatata, every load, every load, every load, every load, every load, every load that is not of God, every load that is not of God, every load that is not of God. Must leave you, must leave you, must leave you, must leave you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before, we're going to be very fast. Hallelujah. I was walking and the Lord said I should go back. Praise the Lord. Please don't mind me, just allow me to do what the Lord is saying. And the Lord is saying I should walk right here. Outside, right, and go outside. Please hear me. And the Lord is saying, as I walk, for every road that I pass, if there is a spirit holding your destiny, it must leave you. Please believe me. I lift my hands right now. Right now, as I'm passing, the anointing of the spirit is touching people, destroying yokes, destroying yokes, destroying yokes right now. Destroying yokes from my left and my right. Destroying yokes, any spirit tying down any man's destiny. Right now, right now, right now. right now, 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 right now. Right now, every spirit, now listen to me, those outside, don't be afraid, it will not rain, but watch this, lift your hands, I'm going to walk this way, and the power of the Holy Ghost, you are enduring this rain, as I walk through, any spirit tying your life must give way right now. Are you ready? Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. I release everybody from bondage. 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 Right now. I stretch my hands. I stretch my hands. I stretch my hands. Right now. I stretch my hands. I stand by an anointing. As I pass your row, any devil tying you will let you go right now. As I pass your row, 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 now, right? Every spirit responsible for your limitation. You are enduring the rain. You cannot go back the same. I came out to join you. Hallelujah. Please make sure you pray. I'm moving around. We're going to pray for you. Please lift your hands. Make sure you are praying. There's no spirit that will stand. Hallelujah. As many who can come in, don't worry. Just push them in. I know it will be a bit stuffy, but push as many people everywhere and let's pray. We have to hurry up. Just push them as many. There are some who may not be able to do much, but then we are praying. We are praying. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Say it again, in the name of Jesus. Every power holding me. Say it again in the name of Jesus. Every power holding my breakthrough. Tonight, your time is up. Go, 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 go. Lift your voice and pray. Pray. Every power, every force. Hallelujah. Now, hold on. I know that there are so many people coming in. Just give them room to come in. Just make every adjustment. Not all may be able to come in, but it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. We want to pray for the sick now. Now, please be careful so we don't have people marching on people. Hallelujah. We are going to do two things at the same time. All those who came trusting God for healing, now is your time. Please walk with the protocol, walk with the ushers. I'm going to ask you to come out and stand here. Don't match the people in front. While they are doing that, ushers, begin to pass your prayer request. Begin to pass your prayer request. There are miracles in the name of Jesus. There are breakthroughs in the name of Jesus.
There is healing in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Power to break every chain, break every chain. I sense a strong healing anointing, a strong healing anointing entering this building. Break every chain, 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 break every chain. Hallelujah. Now we're going to minister to the sick. Please hear me. No matter what the situation is, as you stand right here, I want you to believe God for healing. You've heard the testimonies of people. You've seen the things that God is doing in this place. Don't make the place rowdy, just be orderly. As we pray for you, just a touch and you return back. We may not have the time to take testimonies. Hallelujah. Please, Sir Jimmy, you will join me. Where's Pastor Jakes? I'm glad to have them around and they'll make this work easy. The anointed people, as we pray for you, I want you to believe God for healing. The moment you are prayed for, as you walk back to your seat, do what you couldn't do before. Don't just sit down and hope you are healed. The Bible says they came to hear and to be healed. They came to hear and to be healed. Everyone lift your hands in 1 minute and pray and say, every sickness in my body, it's time for you to go. Every incurable disease, go ahead and pray. Every incurable disease, you are leaving. Hallelujah. Worship team, you help us while we minister. Pastor Jakes, Jimmy, please. We are going to pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to believe in the God that heals. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Make sure you are praying in tongues. Don't just be whiling away time. Drop your prayer request and be praying. Pray in the Spirit and say, Lord, you are going to visit me.
Jesus,
now
to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, this, I consider these sessions to be the most powerful. I know that you have to be a man of the Spirit to understand all these things. The word of knowledge, ministering to the sick, is very important, but sincerely, there is only so much. Are we together? There's only so much. There are thousands of people here, and there is only so much you can see. This represents the prayer request of so many people, and there are so many others online, and this is where we get to give God chance to reveal himself as a God of wonders. Hallelujah. Our time is spent, but I want you to make sure that you participate. We're going to pray on this right now, and then afterwards I'm going to prophesy over our lives, then we'll take a few announcements and we'll be done. I want you to maximize the night so that you don't go back and return the same. Hallelujah. Before I pray, I want, if you can rise, please rise. Those under the anointing, that's alright. And then mothers with children, that's alright. But the rest of us, please, let's rise and take this very seriously. We're going to be praying right now. When Pastor Jakes and Ejimi are done, they can come and join us. We'll pray. Pastor Godwin, where are you? Please, can you come and join us? We're going to pray. I'd like you to stretch your hands here and in 1 minute, pray like your life depends on it and say, the same way I have dropped this, that's how I've dropped every challenge in my life.
I'd like you to pray. Please pray. Koinonia, open your mouth. Inside, outside, online, please join us. We are going to lay our hands prophetically on this request. As we lay our hands on them, we are releasing the power of God to every home, to every territory, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Make sure you pray from the depth of your heart. Father, we agree with you. We agree with you. All kinds of miracles. Impossible situations. Make sure you are praying. There is a God that answers prayers. Let fire fall on this request, oh God. Shakata prakata kataka. Pray, prophesy. We are speaking over this request. Wipe the tears of people, O God. Visit individuals. Visit families. Strange miracle. Strange miracle.
In Dalukos, they looked unto you and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Shame is taken away totally and completely. The embargo is lifted. I hear God saying, affliction shall not arise again the second time. It is done, says the Spirit of God. It is done. Oh, glory be to God. Go ahead and rejoice and give God praise.
Hallelujah. 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 Please lift your hands and receive the prophecy. This is where God is going to be changing lives. Hallelujah. Your destiny can change overnight because one word was received. Prophecy does not only reveal, it creates. This is where everybody gets to participate in the service. Take it higher, guys. Inside, outside. This is where I want you to believe. You will rise in His name. Adonai, you reign. You will rise in your name. You will rise in your name. Hallelujah. 3 weeks ago, I had a very serious encounter with God. And the Lord told me something. He said, I have put my word in your mouth. As you speak it, I will make it happen. That's what the Lord told me. Please, I want you to believe it. Oh, blessed is she that believes.
Don't sit down and doubt and waste your time. There is a spiritual dimension to life. It's not just, I have taught you principles. Believe me when I tell you there is a spiritual dimension. Gates and doors over the lives and the destinies of men. I pray, every gate that must be opened right now, I speak to you, Ephata, be open now. 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 That chain tying any man's destiny, tying the speed of your progress. You are moving, but you are not making impact. Shakatabakatata. Rekete lekete bokosobata. Right now, I release upon you an unction for speed. An unction, take it. An unction for speed. An unction for speed. The Bible says, and the hand of the Lord, please help them. The hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. He gathered his loins and ran on barefoot. He overtook the chariots of Ahab down to Jezreel. I don't know what you have done from January to now, but I prophesy from now till the end of June, do what you have not done in 5 years. Do what you have not done in 5 years. Do what you have not done in 5 years. Hallelujah. Jacob dug a well and they covered it. They dug another one, they covered it. They dug the third one and they left it and they called it Rehoboth. They said, God has given us our space. Where you have been begging for relevance, it's like there is no place for you in life. It's like there is no place. I stand under this apostolic and prophetic mantle. Take your place in life. Take your place in destiny. Take your place in ministry. Take your place in destiny. Take your place in ministry. Ayayayaya. Whatever has covered your glory, whatever has covered your glory, I stand tonight. I invoke the powers of the heavens and I command, let your glory be released now. Be released now. Be released now. Anyone here called jobless, between now and the next 2 months, I don't care what is the reason, but I pray, as surely as the God of heaven lives, we give you a job here now. We give you a job here now. We give you a job here now. It says to appoint unto them that morning sign. Listen, there are some of us, you are making progress, but no help in your life. You fight for everything by yourself. You pay for everything by yourself. When you are in trouble, there's nobody to speak for you at the gates. Where are your helpers? Who stopped them from entering your life? Who said it must be this hard? I go down on my knees. I call your helpers by prophecy in the name of Jesus. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Receive of their ministry. Listen, let me tell you, there is nothing more tragic as having no helper. No man can stand alone. You need voices to speak to you at the gates of destiny. You need men to endorse you and say, help him. You can't have to explain yourself to everybody. Who is speaking for you? I pray again. Whoever must appear in your life from now till June, business helpers, financial helpers, marital helpers, career helpers, I call you forth. I call you forth. Hallelujah. Listen, lift your hands. There are some of you, your dreams and visions used to be opportunities for intense revelation where God will show you secrets. It made your life easy till something shot you from visions and dreams. I pray. Every dead dream life, every dead manifestation of visions, like a mantle, receive restoration now. Restoration of dreams, prophetic dreams, visions, prophetic visions. Hallelujah. Please stretch your hands towards me. Please stretch your hands towards me. The hands of a man represent your responsibility, represents your wisdom, represents your agency for bread. I pray for you. Whatever has mocked the creativity of your hands so that your potentials are underutilized. Isaiah 48 verse 17. I am the Lord that teacheth thy hands to profit. I pray the grace that makes your hand productive. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. The grace that makes your hand multiply. Take it now. Everything called barren in your destiny. Physical barrenness, spiritual barrenness, academic barrenness, career barrenness. Right now, I curse the spirit of barrenness from its root, and I command, be fruitful, be fruitful, be fruitful. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. In the next 1 minute, I want us to pray because everyone will receive something. Listen, listen. What we're all receiving is an upgrade of grace. Listen. He said, grace be multiplied. Grace and peace be multiplied. The grace upon a man's life can multiply, should multiply, must multiply. There are three things that happens to you when God lifts you. One, he multiplies your grace. Two, he adds to your responsibility. Three, he increases your territory of influence, both spiritually and physically. I pray for you. Lift your hands. Some of us, you have not backslidden, but you've not risen beyond certain levels. You have stayed there at a level. Everything that is alive grows. Please, I want you to receive. I told you this meeting will have impartations. The impartation is not falling on the ground and rolling. Impartation is receiving something tangible in your spirit. Hallelujah. Paul said, I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. He said, to the end that ye be established. I pray for you. Lift your hands. Every grace that is dormant in your life, every grace that is useful but it has stayed at a level and is made, no matter how you try to rise, it stands there. In the name of Jesus, by the privilege of the apostolic office, I pray for you. May that grace be upgraded now. Receive it, receive it. Take it. An upgrade of favor. An upgrade of wisdom. An upgrade of power. Fire. Power. Fire. Fire. Prayer fire. Word fire. Prayer fire. Word fire. An upgrade of supernatural wisdom. An upgrade of access. Access to men of influence. I pray for you. Listen. What your current level of grace could not bring you into, I empower you to go back and conquer that realm. Oh, let me repeat what I'm saying. There are levels in life, and there are graces that are like keys. You can get to a level and be stuck there. No matter what kind of deliverance, you can stay there. Because graces are like flights. They can take you beyond certain levels. Some of us just need a little upgrade to overcome the obstacles you have tried. Prayer has brought you so far. I pray for you. Whatever dimension must be added so that you can fly like the eagle that you are. Receive that dimension now. Receive that dimension now. Receive that dimension now. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and you shall be called with a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall speak. It says you shall be called Hephzibah and Beulah, a well-desired land. I pray for you. Everything that makes people run away from you, they plan to help you, but when they come, they change their mind. They plan to bless you, but when they see you, they consider what they are about to sow. There is a spirit that cut short breakthroughs. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, I pray the blessing that was prophesied. He said to Jacob, the smell of my son is like the field that the Lord has blessed. That aura that attracts favor, receive it right now. Receive it right now. Whoever has said over his dead body for you to rise, may that prayer be answered. Let me say it again. Whoever vowed and said it is through his dead body you will rise, I said may that prayer be answered. Listen. The Bible says in five things the Lord will deliver you. He said, yes, six. He will deliver you from the scourging tongues of men. It was a revelation that was given Job. That men stay and use their tongues to trap the destinies of men. I pray for you. Whoever has used his tongue like a net to trap your life, I release you right now. I release you right now. I release you right now. Hallelujah. The kind of finances your hands has not touched, I pray for you. Between now and the end of this month, may God do something that must bring tears from your eyes. May God do something that must bring tears from your eyes. May God do something that must bring tears from your eyes. Anyone here marked for death, that death is eyeing you, waiting for the day you will get on the road, waiting for the day a bike will come close to you to kill you and take your life, I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, we forbid the earth from receiving your body. We forbid the earth from receiving your body. There are five elements I'm rounding up that are the conduits through which the supernatural finds expression on earth. Five elements, all through scripture. The supernatural cannot manifest on earth without the instrumentality of these five elements. Number one is light. God is light. The entrance of thy word giveth light. Let there be light. Number two, water. The fish and the birds of the air in Genesis came out of water. Water represents abundance. Number three, fire. Hallelujah. It's a mysterious instrument, not threatened by any other element, yet refines every other. Number four, wind. The mystery of sound. The mystery that takes sounds and realities. He said, I prophesied as I was commanded and there was a sound. That sound came back in Acts chapter 2. A sound. Hallelujah. And the last element is the earth. The prophet said, O earth, hear ye the word of the Lord. He said, for from dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. Hear me. I want to pray just one deep mystery for you. The earth is a universal point of contact. Every man makes contact with it. For you to be alive, you must make contact with the earth. Your feet must touch the ground. Your helper's feet is touching this ground you are touching. No. It's not amen. It's a mystery. The office where you are to be employed is on this ground. It's not in the air. Hear me, please. The bank that holds the favor you are looking for has contact with this earth. And the prophet said, O earth, you are a living thing. You are not just stones. Hallelujah. Are we together? It says they will not be able to oppress you because you have made a covenant with the stones. I pray for you. Whoever wants to disfavor you, just like the stars fought for Deborah, may the earth fight for you. May the earth fight for you. Quarter to shame. May a mystery manifest that you don't understand to bail you out. Listen, when men say, let's see what will become of him, I pray a mystery, my goodness, another way. May God bring another mystery and deliver you in the name of Jesus. The heat and the turmoil in Nigeria. We love our nation, we pray for them, and we pray sincerely out of a sense of nationhood. But I pray for you, the mystery of exemption that can exempt a man. It says, for when men say there is a casting down, for you, you will say there is a lifting up. I prophesy a lifting up. Regardless of the recession, this is still your year of multiplied grace. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give God thanks. Thank Him sincerely. Lord, we thank You for Your word. Listen, I want you to go back realizing what happened to you. Don't be like the man who looks at himself at the mirror and leaves and forgets. These prophecies have come upon you like a mantle. You enforce them in the place of prayer.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaEternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life and message.